Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, now on ESPNU. By the way, on the app, you want to know how to use the app to listen to us because may not be obvious, and you can take us wherever you're like, you just got to work. I don't want to be late. I need to rush in. Don't worry about it, man. Pop in whatever you put in your ears. You listen to us on the app live. This is what you do. Click on the app. Scroll down. Go to the right, lower right-hand corner. It says live. You know, it says more. Click on more and scroll down to live radio, and we're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
What's happening, man?
What's good, baby?
I'm just reflecting back on the whole Gilmore thing, but, you know.
What whole Gilmore thing? Why don't you tell the people?
I'm ready. He got me ready to. Woo.
Stephon Gilmore was on this program minutes ago, and J. Will started stirring it up.
Like I typically do.
Push keys, buttons. And what really did it, talking about the hypothetical matchup between Key and his prime and Stephon Gilmore, what really pushed Key's buttons is when Gilmore said something about blocking to Key and when Jay said something about tight end to Key. Those things set you off, Key.
Yeah. Trigger really.
Words. Trigger did, words.
Those were really, trigger words.
That really didn't. The fact that he would even feel like he could lock me down is what set me off.
And Key was trolling him. Key was like, yo, you need safety help.
Max, here's what happens, though. And I can always tell with Key because I get that same little twitch sometimes.
Yeah.
When you're connecting with another athlete and it kind of naturally goes there. Like J.J. Redick and I have gone down this path before. He's like, well, J. Will, you think if you stayed another year in school that I would have still had the scoring record? I'm like, no. And my eye starts to twitch. I'm like, because that was your freshman year and you wouldn't have played as much if I had stayed for my senior year.
Yeah, so little J.J. Like, Redick can shoot.
He can shoot the lights out.
I just want to see the eye twitch.
It twitched. See, you just bring it out of me.
J.J. Redick can still shoot. The Lakers should sign him right now.
Yeah.
But that's my thing. It brings you to that point, and that's where Key's eye, his right eye started to twitch. I was like, oh, this can be good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no twitch.
It was a little twitch.
Nah.
Now he's downplaying it. Now it's Key downplaying
it. I just know what it is and what it would be, and that's all.
Key, in that moment, though, you saw Max, he turns into a different dude.
I saw the mood.
Yeah. They got change. Put it this way, before we move on, you got me messed up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
There he is. Don't,
there
don't
he is.
Believe the blogs and don't listen to
the blogs.
Get caught up in he can't run. He can't. Don't get caught up in that, because when you get caught up in that, that's when you get got. Mm. You get to paying attention to the wrong thing. I don't need any help. Okay. Sure you don't until you need that help.
How tall is Gilmore?
That's a good question.
I think he's a six-footer.
Six.
No, he should be probably a little taller than you, maybe.
He's 6'1". He's shorter than me.
So he's 6'1" guy. Yeah. That's even better. Hmm. Well, that's even better.
Why is that even better?
Because then I could really jump over and jump up on him and treat him a certain way. That's
treat
all.
Treat him a certain way.
Certain I'm going to treat him a certain way. Jay, before we
end
this, end this conversation, as I say, don't get it twisted.
It's not twisted.
No, not you, but people in the world of sports. Don't get it twisted. Don't let the bloggers tell you something different. That's all.
It's interesting to me about Key, because he was the type of dude who didn't care about his stats. He was a winning. The reason Parcells liked him, he'll block. He'll do whatever you need him to do. He would. As he said.
Oh, blocking was a whole nother level.
Right. But you were a giant receiver and big and strong, and you were a football player. You know how some guys, that's like a big compliment. He's a football player. Key was a football player. But when you do that and you're a winning player and you're not thinking about your own stats and stuff, doesn't always record you the same way. The casuals always know.
Yeah, but that doesn't change anything.
But I think it frustrates you sometimes.
Oh, no. No. It's you're not paying attention is what frustrates me. Mm. Because you get caught up in the statistical game instead of watching the game and really understanding. Stephon Gilmore's defensive back coach and his defensive coordinator, wherever he was at, I was going to be the red dot in the room for sure.
the stat that Key likes to get caught up in is wins and losses, right? Like, that's the stat that's important to you, wins and losses.
Right, unless there's a big payday, you know, accumulated with
the stat. If you got a $500,000 bonus on the line, boy, then you care about your stats.
There's a bonus on the line, we're going to,
come on, well, what are you, stupid?
Like, nah, you know. Sorry, there we go. All right. Moving on.
So, look, Sterling Shepard's out for the year.
Yeah, season's over.
Oh, jeez.
They got Kadarius Toney, they obviously don't believe in. They believe in his, I imagine they believe in his talent, but whatever it is, they don't like him. Galladay is, come on, man. They got no threat at receiver. Their offensive line is young and should improve, but it is young, and right now a turnstile at right tackle, especially Evan Neal. I think Evan Neal is going to be a good player, but it takes time. Offensive line is a skills position, especially the tackles. Saquon is leading the NFL in yards from scrimmage, as I told you he would, 408 through three games. Guys, he's the current favorite to win Comeback Player of the Year, according to Caesars Sportsbook, plus 350. Should they consider, now that he's reestablished his value, trading him, considering they're going to have to pay him after this, considering it's
Did
not a Super Bowl team?
Did he reestablish his value yet, though?
It's higher than it was. Yeah,
probably so.
What would you get for Saquon if you traded him, do you think?
I'm just trying to think, when you say that, who do you trade him to? Who needs a Saquon Barkley?
Who doesn't?
Well, in some teams, it depends on what you're thinking. Like, because if I'm Saquon Barkley, or a team that's traded for Saquon Barkley is missing that running back that they feel...
All-purpose back.
Yeah, that they feel could push them over the top. And when you trade for him, you have to pay him as well and give up picks.
That's
so who needs a running back that they would trade for
him? That would put that team over the top.
Yeah. Or not necessarily over the top, give them some life.
Or just even make the life they got better.
Because as I think about all the good teams, they all got good running backs. Green Bay is Aaron Jones, Fournette in Tampa, Dallas with Zeke and them. Who?
See, Max, I wouldn't trade him.
Buffalo?
Maybe? Miami?
I wouldn't trade him. What are you getting in return?
That's the thing. I wouldn't trade him either.
I wouldn't trade him. I think the upside for Saquon being healthy is something that gives this – he is the spirit of this team.
He is the energy boost
for this team.
The town is feeling good about the Giants, even in spite of the last loss. A lot of that has to do with Saquon's rejuvenation and coach having him go for two, right? Like, and it worked.
Well, it's just not one play, though, Max. It comes down to, what is the foundation of our team? Who are we? Like, who do we epitomize? And, like, to me, like, that is Saquon Barkley. Now, I don't know if it works out economically. I mean, we can talk about that. But I don't think you could just let him go for pennies on the dollar, even if his value is on the rise.
That's the thing, pennies on the dollar.
If you are Miami, that may make a little sense, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be a team like that says, once the Giants are done this year and mathematically eliminated before the trade deadline, you still give the Giant fans hope by moving.
You think the Ravens couldn't use Saquon Barkley?
I think the Ravens could use Saquon Barkley.
I think they could.
Yeah, but once again, if you're the Giants, what are you getting?
No, I agree, Jay, 100%. Like, I don't trade.
Yeah, but you got to pay him. You got to pay him at the end of the season.
But he's worth paying.
Yeah, here's the problem with Saquon. If you're the Giants,
I'm saying if you believe in that, I don't know based on the history, recent history of running backs.
You never pay
money.
The running back guys.
See,
it never works out.
Your team, Key, you're the Tisch family. Are you paying them?
I'm probably going to figure it out.
Yes.
I'm probably going to figure it out.
Hey, did the Le'Veon Bell contract work out for the Jets? No. Did the Gurley contract work out for the Rams? No. Did the Zeke contract work out for the Cowboys? No. Did the Christian McCaffrey contract work out for the Panthers? No. Top running backs who get paid, it doesn't. You know who works out? They didn't pay Leonard Fournette. He moved teams. They got him on a team-friendly deal. He's working out.
Okay, so you don't pay him. That's what you're telling me.
I hate to say it. I want Barkley to get his money.
So then what do you start with?
Okay, well, let me back up. Jay, first of all, you and I agree. You do not trade Saquon because it's for the same reason you don't draft him second overall, Gettleman, because running backs are too fungible. They're too, you can replace them too easily. However, in Saquon's case, he's such a special player that you're never going to get back equal value because he's a running back.
But
so
the
it doesn't make sense to trade
him. He's a multifaceted running back.
The Giants aren't in a position to pay him because they're not going to be good right now.
Right.
But they are in a position to move him to get the picks to continue to build.
But that's the point. What's the Jay's point? Pennies on the dollar.
If it's a 3-2, if it's a 2-5.
Oh, if they get a 3-2, that's different.
But I'm saying,
I don't think they're getting. I think they're getting. I think they're getting a 4th-round pick for him.
Okay, so a 4th-round pick. If that's the high bar on your side,
I'm
still got to pay him money to keep him. Do you want to invest 40? I'm just using some ghost numbers. $45 million over the next 2 years in a running back.
I don't want to do that in a running back. But Saquon, as Jay says, catches passes.
Probably going anywhere.
But I guess my question is like, so who do we start with? So then, like, if you're saying that Daniel Jones,
Andrew Thomas, and Evan Neal,
but if you're talking about Daniel Jones being on a, if he's getting a bridge-like deal, right? A bridge-like deal.
Yeah.
All right. Like, what gives the fan base hope?
You're right
that we're moving forward in the right direction.
I wonder if the 49ers could use him. 49ers probably could use him.
I think every team could use Saquon. He's great. Saquon's great.
Of course every team can, but they got other running backs that aren't there, that's already there.
He's better than their guy.
Wait, I want to ask Tim Hasselbeck this question, ESPN NFL analyst. Tim, if you're the owner of the New York Giants, do you pay the guy who's the star of this team, Saquon Barkley?
I don't. You know, I'm not doing it for a running back. I heard you guys just a second ago. Look, you might miss because it's not like he's old. I mean, he'll be 26, you know, going in the next season. So it's not like you're talking about a 32-year-old running back. That being said, you just look around at what's happened paying running backs. You guys listed them. Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, Christian McCaffrey. Like the wear and tear at the position, which we've already seen on him. It's just, it's not worth the risk. Now, it doesn't mean you won't get it wrong. Like there's a chance that you trade him or he plays this season out and then gets big money from somewhere else and, you know, plays at a, you know, Pro Bowl or, you know, plays at an extremely high level. But I just don't think it's worth the risk when the replacement value is maybe a, you know, a rookie running back that you draft who, look, I'll, you know, admit maybe isn't as good, but like what's the delta between the two? You know, like how much better is Saquon, and also what's the risk on Saquon? So
Tim, if you trade him, though,
for those reasons, I would not.
So Tim, if you trade him, like, what do you think you're actually? What's realistic to get in return for Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, I think it all depends on who the team is and the time of year. Like as we sit here right now, and I heard, you know, some of the teams that you guys are talking about, and like, look, he'd help anybody. He's playing great right now, but. Like when you do it now, when teams aren't dealing with running back issues, that's different. Like if we go 2 weeks from now and, you know, there's a really good team that had a running back injury. Like I heard Buffalo, for example. Let's say that Cook gets injured in Buffalo. And now they're like, wait a second. We were feeling pretty good about, you know, our situation at running back. We do think we're a Super Bowl contending team. Look, the compensation would be different because the need in Buffalo changes drastically with injuries. I think as we sit here right now, look, I don't know what it would be. Like, is it a 4th-rounder because he's, you know, he's up at the end of the year? Like, is that what you're talking about? Look, that wouldn't feel great if you're a Giants fan. I think you wait a little bit in terms of, you know, seeing what the need is elsewhere.
Yeah, it's really, Tim, a tough call. Because he's good, you're probably not going to get what value for him right now, and you got money issues that you have to worry about. He certainly wants his money, and if you franchise tag him, you're paying him some money. So it's all those sort of things. But, Tim, you've been in the Giants organization, and you obviously have played the quarterback position. Have the Giants organizational failed Daniel Jones?
No, I don't think so. Look, I think, you know, when you look back at it, and this is how I felt at the time that he was drafted, I feel like he was overdrafted, just truth be told. You know, I think if Daniel Jones were taken, you know, with pick 28 or pick 31, you know, I think he would have been viewed differently. And because what they did to get him, where they drafted him, there was an expectation that he was going to come in and play a certain way. And he was replacing an all-time great, you know, in the organization. And so I think, you know, with that came really high expectations that I just don't think that he was ready for. Now, listen, did they surround him with a supporting cast that, you know, was ready to win right away? No, I think that most people would agree that they did not do that. But I do believe that with where they took him came expectations. I just don't think that he was capable of meeting those. And so, look, I can't say that they failed him. I think they probably failed by drafting him where they drafted him. And then I think that it didn't work out because of, you know, doing so and not maybe getting it right, you know, at left tackle and not getting it right at receiver. It ultimately just kind of snowballed all the way around. And not getting it right at coach, you know, it snowed all the way around. So, but I can't say that it's everyone's fault but Daniel Jones's.
Is his time up in New York? Because I suggested it's not. And if it's not up, you get him on a, you know, I don't know, a two-year Mitch Trubisky type deal and you draft another quarterback and just kind of see how that goes.
See, I think if you're doing that, it's done. You know, and so, like, I would ask any of you guys right now, like, is Mitch Trubisky done as a starter? Like, because I think he is. Mm-hmm. Like, even though he's the starter right now in Pittsburgh, I think Mitchell Trubisky's done as a starter because they signed him to that, like, hey, it's an amazing backup deal. It's definitely not a starter deal. And we've drafted somebody, and that's the next guy. Like, to me, that decision is made. He's not the starting quarterback going forward. And that's why I thought they should have started Pickett to start the season. So if that is where you are with Daniel Jones, that you're saying like, hey, listen, we're going to pay you like 10 a year, 12 a year. And, you know, we're going to draft somebody and we're going to give that guy a little bit of time to learn. Like at that point, you've already made the decision on it. So look, do I think he's a starting quarterback for them going forward? I do not.
Tim, let's say they have made the decision, but they go to him and say, look, here's 2 years, 20, 2 years, 24, 2 years, 16, whatever it is. You know, everyone understands that makes him a bridge quarterback. He's downshifting, but that might be the best deal he gets. And if you're the Giants, he does offer you continuity. He's not a bad player, even if he's not a starting quarterback caliber. No. We're going to win a Super Bowl with him. So is that something that you take off the table because you think you just need to turn the page with a new regime? Or would you be open to that if you ran the Giants? You know what? Why not stay with him for a couple of years, downshifting the expectations? Now he's a bridge.
Yeah, I think it depends on who you think you would be drafting or who you think you would be bringing in. So, and where you think your football team is. It, like the idea of a bridge, because you feel like, look, we just traded Saquon Barkley. We, you know, we have holes and we're trying to build this thing and we're going to draft a quarterback that we think is really talented and may, you know, maybe won't be ready yet. Then like Daniel would be the perfect guy for that. And so we would offer him that. And that would maybe be better than the opportunities that he would have elsewhere. Sure, that could be the case. But you also could be sitting in a situation where, like, all right, what happens with the two guys in San Francisco? Like, what happens there next year? You know, where's Kirk Cousins next year? What happens, you know, with other quarterbacks kind of, you know, around the league, guys that are being, you know, guys that are coming in? Look, are we going to have, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys drafted in the first round this upcoming season? And so if that's the case, what do those guys look like? Like how many starts do they have under their belt? How ready would they be to play? So, yeah, look, I certainly would not be building things right now around the idea that Daniel Jones plays okay and we bring him back on like this, you know, in between contract to kind of hold things together a little bit.
Hey, Tim, so Lamar Jackson has thrown 10 touchdowns, has run for 2 more. I think he's 3rd in the league in rushing right now. Is he still 3rd? I think he could go for, like Aaron Judge in a contract year, betting on himself, I think he could go for 60. And that would be a record, actually, America, for the first time, a football record, the number would become like a big deal, I think. Right now, the record is 56. Most people think of Peyton Manning, 55, but he ran one in. Do you think Lamar Jackson could go for 60 touchdowns this year?
Do I think I'll throw for 60?
No, go all together. Throw and run. In the air and on the ground.
All together?
Yep, he's at 12.
Oh, yeah. All together? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All together, yeah. I definitely think that he would be able to do that. Like, you know, the only issue would be is if he's accounting for 60 touchdowns, like there probably becomes a point where they are dominating the league so much that, you know, that he doesn't play in games late in the season. I mean, that's how I look
at it. Or they need him,
at,
Tim, because
you know, not so much last year, obviously, the injury.
Or they need him to keep scoring because the whole team's
dominated
banged up
the regular season at times with him as the quarterback.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, is he the best player in the National Football League? Not quarterback, but the best player.
You know what? As I've called college football games the last few years, I've seen guys that are great players, Key, that you know, I'm like, no, is this guy a great quarterback? I'm not sure. But, like, he's a great football player. And I've had coaches describe guys like, listen, this is why we decided, this is why we recruited this kid, this is why we're playing him, is that if you were to, like, if you were at gym class and you were playing a football game, like, who would get picked first? Like, what guy would everyone be like, hey, I want that guy on my team?
Yeah,
and
Lamar.
That doesn't mean necessarily, like, you're the best, you know, quarterback. They're just like, hey, give me that guy. I think if you were to do that, if you were to say, like, hey, pickup game, who's going to be picked first? I think there are a lot of people that would choose Lamar first. And so for that reason, like best football player, yeah, probably so.
Tim, real quick, how much would you pay him?
Whatever is he worth?
Listen,
let's ignore the Deshaun deal. I think we all probably have kind of heard enough about that, but I think you reset the market for sure.
Yeah. Mm. Listen, by the way, 60 touchdowns through the air on the ground, that doesn't even count the touchdowns he can catch at receiver. It's not too late to change the receiver, Lamar, right?
Well, no? I mean, look, at the end of the day, like I say, Max,
yes,
I just want a dude that can play. I don't give a damn about the pocket.
Right.
I don't care about where his throwing motion
you
is.
You look at W's and L's. That's
all I care about. Can he help me win?
Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst. Thanks, Tim.
All right, Tim.
All right, Timmy.
See you guys.
We want to hear from you. Should the Giants consider trading Saquon Barkley? If so, what would be the best landing spot for him?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This situation could be Dak Prescott on steroids. Remember we talked about Dak's contract for like 2 years? Well, this could drag out. I don't think it's a slam dunk that they're going to get something done.
I don't see why he would take less. As long as he's willing to push this thing out, there's no reason why you should give them any sort of discount.
He's a baller. He wants to go out there and play regardless. But, you know, this could get tricky over the next few months.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're going to get to your calls on Saquon in a second. Do the Giants trade him? He's reestablished a lot of trade value. Shepard's out. Giants ain't going anywhere this year. And maybe you can get something for Saquon. Jay and I agree about this. He ain't going to get equal value for him. He is a great player. He's the identity of the team right now. Don't move him. Where are you on this, Key?
Saquon?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not mathematically eliminated. I would take it as far up as mathematically eliminated as
then,
I can.
And then field some offers.
Before the trade deadline, right?
Got it.
So if they get to the point where the season is slipping away before the trade deadline, then I would look to do it.
But we're talking about Lamar at the last segment. I want to, before we get to Saquon.
Tim Hasselbeck.
Yeah, continue to go there. Lamar, I think, will have 60 touchdowns through the air on the ground altogether. He has 10 in the air, 2 on the ground right now. I think he's going to win Super Bowl MVP this year. As banged up as they are, I think he's going to have that kind of year.
You mean he's not going to have 60 in the air? He has to do 60 in the air. He can't.
Or it doesn't count.
He can't throw.
They don't count. When he runs it in, it only counts for 3 points. They don't give him the full 6. So, by the way, and not to mention how many he can catch. It's not too late to switch to receiver, Lamar.
If he did go for 60-plus touchdowns or whatever, and it was split 30 and 30 or whatever, how the numbers, but it wasn't 55 or 6. You know what I'm saying? People were really
if he had 54 through the air, so Peyton has 55, and he ran 6 in?
It's still, they would be like, he didn't catch Peyton. That's the difference. People are already using.
People are saying, well, Josh Allen has 1,000 passing yards already.
Like, well,
look,
no, but
look what he's going to break.
I'm not taking anything away from Allen. Two things could happen this year. Lamar could go for 60. Josh Allen could pop for 6,000. That's awesome, too. True. Both things would be awesome.
Yeah, but the system and its style, that's what I always see. I don't know if I've ever used this with us.
There's something different when Josh Allen does it, Key.
Oh, stop, Max.
By the way, Josh Allen is at 10. But what I try to on the ground, he's not too far off.
But what I try to get people to understand sometimes, and I use this a lot when you try to compare certain quarterbacks and styles and things of that nature. And I've said this, I think, on our show before. If Tom Brady, and I'm just going to use Tom because Tom came run from here to the wall. I'm going to use Tom Brady.
Unless it's a quarterback sneak, then he's the best
laughing,
at it.
Man? If Tom Brady threw
because the wall's right next to you, that's why.
If Tom Brady threw for 5,000 yards, and he gave you 50 touchdowns, and the 50 touchdowns was in the air, and you won 13 games or whatever, and a guy like Lamar Style gave you
like Josh Allen
threw 3,000 yards in the air and 2,000 on the ground. And scored the same amount of touchdowns, but the majority of them might be on the ground, and you still win 13 games, why is Brady's more important than Lamar's?
Wait, I'll tell you why, Key. Let's leave the racial component out of it, but it's always there. I'm talking style,
but it's, man.
But the style is tied to that in a way. I'm not going to even go there. I'll tell you why, and this is why I think Lamar can win the Super Bowl, but why it's important, because the idea is, once you get to the playoffs, one way is tried and true, and you know you can win a Super Bowl that way. And we really haven't quite seen it done the other way to the tune of a Super Bowl. That's why when Lamar wins the Super Bowl, it'll put that to rest.
Well, Key, also, I have another one for you. Narratives, man. You know this. People set certain narratives. So, well, look at how many yards he's had to use his legs for. What if he gets injured? You know, I get worried about him getting injured. Even though the stats statistically don't prove that quarterbacks who use their legs a lot get injured a ton.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say Tom Brady got injured in the pocket.
That's my thing.
So,
but they used narratives. Once again, they use that narrative. Same narrative about him playing the season. Well, with this style of play, I'm really worried about him getting hurt. Don't take the money now,
but guys.
Okay.
The reason.
Well, I was one to say take the money.
You can't ignore. You can't ignore race. And by the way, or maybe, yeah, maybe
race and what?
But I'll tell you why.
I want you to tell me.
Because the style of quarterback, a running quarterback, is associated. Even though Daniel Jones runs and Josh Allen runs, etc., it is associated with oftentimes black quarterbacks, and was one of the things used to keep black players from playing quarterback, even.
But I got to tell you,
aren't we past that, son?
I feel like we're past that.
Yes, but some of that, guys.
I'm a little bit over that, though, Max. So I feel like that's...
But some
I'm not over it.
I'm not over it, but I'm just saying, like, it feels...
It still exists. Why do we not hear that about Josh Allen as much, even though they design runs for him? But it's fine.
I hear it about Josh
Allen. Well, they're worried about him getting hurt
because he trucks people over.
Because he trucks people, right.
Exactly.
But not that he can't win with that style. There's a difference.
Well, the whole style, a lot of it is also, I hear Key break this down, the style in which Baltimore likes to play.
Absolutely.
That's true, too.
Baltimore style.
Absolutely. But
more so than Lamar style.
But I think based on Lamar's tenure in Baltimore and what he's been able to do with the Ravens, just play with me for a minute here. If he was ever to be a free guy in free agency, if he was just for whatever, he would have all teams lined up.
Of course.
This time, 2 years ago,
maybe not.
Maybe not.
But now every you can win with that, period. Now
you can win with that.
The way he looks throwing the ball.
Oh, you can win with it.
Matthew in Brooklyn has something to say about this here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. Here's the difference between Lamar, Josh Allen, and all the other top-tier quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson cannot win a game when he's down 3 scores late in the game.
Who wins games down 3 late in the game?
He needs to be
against Lamar.
Or, hello?
No, we're listening. Go ahead. You got to speak up, though.
You're saying Lamar Jackson can't win if he's down 28 points late in the fourth quarter.
When the defense knows you have to throw the ball every down.
But let me ask you this question.
Who's he throwing the ball to?
No, not only who's he throwing it to, when is he ever down by 28 to have to do that? When is he ever down? I've seen him bring his team from behind and win games.
Can I just tell you something about? When you're throwing down 21, 28 points, when you have Tyreek Hill on your team, that makes the world of a difference.
The Yankees won the AL East, guys. You notice this? Are they the AL favorites to reach the World Series?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Max is always yelling at somebody.
Candy comes in because I see you wore black sneakers today trying to be safe. He's absolutely right. I still got the two fresh pair in the box, the Uptowns in the box, and I was like too lazy to open it up and take them out and lace them, so I was like, let me just throw on the black kicks.
Well, don't worry about it. When Lamar signs his new contract that he's going to get, he'll give you some money.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that caller last time. I was like, well, when can Lamar ever come back from 21, 28 down?
Well, he just did
He just did it last year.
He did it against Kansas City, but he's done it before. And, you know,
I think the point
is,
guys,
a narrative, and people see what they want
to
see.
He was responding, it seems to me, conflating two things. On the one hand, Key was asking the question, why is that a question about Lamar? Who cares how you score the touchdowns? And so the caller was bringing up, but he was applying it to Lamar, and it doesn't apply certainly any longer to Lamar. It looks the way he's playing now. The caller was saying the reason people want to see it through the air is because if you're down late in a game and they're going to make you beat them from the pocket then or through the air, then you got to be able to do it. What we didn't have time for with the caller is he saying Lamar can't do that because it appears that he can do that.
But he said, that's what he said. He said he can't do it. He's down by 28 late in the game.
Yeah, but he has.
But he has.
Yeah.
And nobody, not nobody, but very few people, players, even Tom Brady, late in the fourth quarter,
come on, man,
28
down 3 points.
Scores. It's 3-4 scores. It's like the coaches basically give up. They fight. But the possessions, you score, now the other team gets the ball, they milk the clock. Like,
if you're down 17 points halfway through the fourth quarter, probably 99-something percent of the teams lose that game. Yes. Once in a blue moon, a team comes back down 17 late in the fourth. Come on.
It doesn't make any sense that he can't beat you from the pocket. They beat you from the pocket. What are you looking at? Yeah. He dropping bombs on your head left and right.
Yeah.
And has been doing that since he's been in the league. It ain't his fault that they be out there dropping balls.
I mean, I know everybody has an opinion. It's just when you watch it, you know what time it is, man. You see how special that dude is.
I thought this was going to be his year, and I thought last year.
Come on, man.
I thought last year he was the best player on earth until he started getting slowed up by the injuries. Considering he carried it wasn't even a team. They didn't have any players. They had the best record in the division because he was killing the game.
I want that guy on my team. That's all I know.
That's right, playing receiver. That's what they said.
No.
No, not receiver? Okay. Just want to make sure.
Imagine if he would have fell for the okey-doke and went and did that. Oh, then I'm going to do it. You know, you realize what you'd have missed.
Lamar has always appeared to me to be very comfortable in his own skin. I don't think he was falling for no okey-doke.
I mean, how's Marquise Hollywood Brown doing right now?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hitting in this era is more difficult than it's ever been.
Swing and a drive, deep left field. Judge sends it way out of here.
The greatest thing that I've seen covering baseball by a hitter.
I got to stay locked in and never really not try to think about it and do my job.
He's the best player this franchise has seen in a very long time.
High fly ball, deep left field. There it goes. See ya.
I misspoke before, guys. That was game 154 yesterday. So he has tied Babe Ruth. He will not pass Babe Ruth, Aaron Judge. They're 90 and.
Why does it matter?
To me, it matters because. Hold on. Let me check again.
Why does it matter? 154 versus just.
I'll tell you why. Originally, when. By the way, it's time for the progressive MLB snapshot. Originally, when Ruth set the record 60. Roger Maris chased it in 61, right? 1961.
Yeah.
And the writers who love Babe Ruth wanted to put an asterisk. Fact, Ford Frisk, the commissioner, did put an asterisk for years by the record. But you know what? Even though that's fallen out of favor and people don't care, I agree with it that it's a separate record. If you have more games, like for example, if someone breaks a passing record when it went from to 16 games, it's not apples to apples anymore. When it goes to if it's a percentage record, that's one thing. But if it's a counting record and you have more games to do it, it's not apples to apples. So he has tied Babe Ruth as Maris did. He will not pass him. Now, the question is, in 162 games, in 162 games, will he get to 61 or 62? By the way, I'm glad I didn't even think about that
60?
Last night. Huh?
Or will he stay at 60?
Possible.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a lot. He has eight more games, though.
Okay,
he's going to go 15 games without a home run?
Max, I don't know, but I do know that when there's something massive on the line, there is an ability to tighten up sometimes. You don't feel as loose as you felt before.
But also they're pitching at him differently now too.
They're not pitching to him.
That's what I'm saying. They're approaching him differently now.
Yeah. Five plate appearances, four walks.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be the guy that you hit 61 off of. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no. but still challenge. I understand not wanting to give up the home run, but I wouldn't walk him instead. I wouldn't be so careful. I'm still going to try to get him out, right?
Why?
Because that's my job as a pitcher, is to get him out. Well, by the way, Jay, that's actually true, too. One of the reasons Judge, not now, but earlier in the season, was struggling when he went that drought is because no one else was hitting on the team. They were pitching extremely carefully to him.
That's my job.
Yeah, when I look at it, though, they're pitching to him a little bit different when they are pitching to him. They're approaching it differently. And I'm not giving up the 61, the 62. If I'm a pitcher, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get him on base, but he won't be hitting no damn home runs.
I mean, to me, if I'm a pitcher, I'm trying to beat him. Especially a lot of the season's wrapped up for a lot of teams.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. My team might be bad. It might not be in the playoffs. But at the same time, I'm not going to be the guy that Max Kellerman continues. Aaron Judge hits a home run off of it. I don't want to be that guy.
See, it's such a great record. And one of the reasons it's not even a bigger deal right now is all the cheaters stole the thunder, man. I mean, it's true. It's such a hard record to break that no one could do it without cheating. Right? I mean,
he's right there.
He's close.
Right. But he's tied Ruth, and he's one away from Maris. And he's got eight games now to beat Roger Maris.
So for this eight games, you want to help him out?
I want two home runs out of him, man.
I'm saying you
want
to help him out? Since you saying that they don't respect it based on the cheating, do you want to try to, go see a doc for the next eight games?
Oh, yeah, it's different when players who play for me, if they're on something, that's fine. It's just the other team. Now, listen.
Yeah, come on. We all know what happened with the 70s and the 71, whatever the numbers are.
73 home runs.
Yeah, we know what that was. 70
home runs.
Yeah, we know what that was. Man.
But now, the thing is, Judge, like Barry Bonds, is not as great as Bonds, maybe, when Bonds was at his best. But Bonds and Judge are five-tool or multi-dimensional great, great players, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the other guys, but Roger Maris is a five-tool player.
All the greatness that Barry put into it.
McGuire and Sosa. Those guys were not the same.
No. Yeah. I'm just saying Bonds was already great in Pittsburgh, San Francisco.
Oh, he was great.
And whatever happened, whether he didn't, whatever the case may be, it kind of stained his legacy.
He should still be in the Hall of Fame because he was already a first.
I understand.
Bonds putting up numbers that other dudes needed the juice to put up. Clean.
No,
he was putting up those numbers.
He didn't need to do the alleged things that he did to get to those numbers. But at that time, people would say that the entire system was rigged for all baseball players to do what they were doing.
Do you know what Brian Kenny and I, we used to work Friday Night Fights together, we're big baseball fans. So in commercial breaks and stuff, we're talking baseball. We used to be like, man, it's a shame when McGuire and Sosa are hitting all those home runs and Bonds was still hitting like 40.
Yeah.
We're like, man, it's a shame Bonds missed this era in his prime. Because could you imagine Bonds?
Next year he comes back, 80 home runs.
And by the way, Bonds must have been thinking the same thing. He was like, hold up, I'm three times as good as these dudes, and they're getting all the press. Let me fix that.
And it worked, I guess.
It sure did.
You know what I want to say to you, Max, though?
Huh?
Obviously, I know there's a lot of fixation around Aaron Judge and breaking the record and all that talk. Your team is playing better, though.
It is.
You're playing better. And that's like one of the most underrated stories throughout this whole thing. And that's what I find funny about it.
But are they playing better because of the approach to Judge with the teams and they screwing it up because they're trying to avoid him? So the Yankees paying less attention. So the Yankees are playing better. Is that the reason?
I mean, it takes pressure off everybody else. I'll tell you, I mean, all the pressure is on Aaron Judge all the time. It allows everybody else to kind of.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, go ahead.
No, he has eight games left, Max?
Yeah, eight games
left. How many at home?
I think they have one home stint.
Yeah, so three maybe? I'd have
three,
to look.
Three, four games at home?
Yeah.
What are those tickets going to go for? Let's say he does not get it until the home stand comes.
Mm-hmm.
What are those tickets at the last home stand going to go for?
Even without anything, they're a lot of money. Imagine that.
I wonder what they would go for. Jay, find out on your computer. I know.
So they have a home. Their last home stand is against Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Three games against Baltimore. And then they go and they play in Texas.
But what if he doesn't get it? And then he comes home, and that last home stand, you know, Yankees, New York, the fans, the people.
Yeah,
I really want to know what those tickets would go for.
A lot of money.
Especially in the outfield. The outfield probably is more expensive at that point than the seats
right,
around the
bleachers because he's in right field.
It's not crazy.
It's not crazy what?
I'm on Vivid Seats. It's not crazy. $200.
So
$200?
Mm-hmm.
What? Is that high?
For bleachers cost... Outfield. I haven't sat in the bleachers in years, Key, but I used to, growing up, bleacher seat was $5, you know?
Yeah, I would think that number's going, if he doesn't get it, Jay.
If he doesn't get it,
I think that number goes up. Yeah. Get you some get-ins and go and
bleacher
figure
seats
it out.
Are the best time I ever had watching any sport with bleacher seats, Yankee Stadium.
Of course, get-ins at Dodger Stadium was $3.
Come on, man.
So
right, can't beat
so
it.
Right field is around $215.
Tonight, so it'll
today.
Climb.
Today, it'll climb.
Yeah, it'll climb. And by the way, the reason the Yankees, look, Severino got back. And that's the real key, even more than Judge. Gerrit Cole and Luis Severino have to be a 1-2 punch on top of the rotation. They have the stuff of aces. Nestor Cortez has been great all year, and he's great as a number three. But those two, Cole and Severino, got to pitch in the playoffs. And if they do, the Yankees could make the World Series.
Yeah, they could, but I'm not worried about it because I'm a Dodger.
Dodgers, top to bottom, are usually the best team in baseball. They are playing, you know, with the smartest front office, and that put together the best team. The Progressive MLB Snapshot is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. In case the Yankees haven't noticed, first the Red Sox were the big market team playing with the smartest analytic guys. They dominated baseball. Then the Dodgers were that team. They dominated baseball. And the Yankees still, they don't want to do that for some reason. Anyway. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Here's a question.
And I have an answer when you give me the question.
Are Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers in better position than Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks to get out of the NFC this year? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Willimax. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.